Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1331, and the writing is Shin number 483. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, in the previous shiur, we spoke about the fact that the Mishmaros states that one should wash Negel Vasra as soon as they get up. The Shulchan Aruch says that, but you want to get rid of the Ruach Ra. But the Bracha itself, so again, we want to establish one thing. The Negel Vasra has to be washed as soon as possible. We'll talk about, how to work it, where to put the cup near the bed, how, what, when, where. That we have to get into. But as soon as possible, one has to wash Negel Vasra. That's clear. But as far as the Bracha, that's where it gets a little bit iffy, like when do we make the Bracha? So the Bracha of Netilat Yadayim should be made after one uses the bathroom right before they're ready to daven. We're going to see this applies to the Ashkenazim, the Bnei Ashkenaz. The Bnei Sfarad, we're going to see, is a little bit different. The Mechaba does tell us to wash right afterwards, right? Even though it's not right before davening. If I get up 2 hours before, I should make the bracha right away. But Bnei Ashkenaz in general, Mishnah Berurah said that it brings from the Chayyadim, the Gra, and others that one should wash when they use the bathroom right before they're going to daven, even though they might have gotten up an hour before or whatever and they use the bathroom then. So you wash the Negel Vasra, but still you make the bracha later on when you go to the bathroom before, when you use the facilities before going to daven. It does get a little bit iffy. Mishnah Berurah says if one does not need the bathroom, let's say I use the facilities when I woke up an hour and a half before, and then I don't really need it even before I go to daven, so that does get a little bit questionable. Mishnah Berurah wants to say that you have a big interruption over there, but as much as possible, he brings out one should try and use the bathroom before, use the facilities to clean out before going to daven, and then make the bracha of Netilas Yadayim. Fine. So the Mishnah explains that we say that one should. In other words, the reason why the Mishnah says that one should do it like that, doing it right after they use the facilities before going to daven, because like this you're going to cover all opinions. We've discussed this in the past. Like this you're going to cover all opinions. Number one, you have the Rush, which is plain and simple that the Rush says you make the bracha before you're going to, the bracha is made on tefillah, before you're going to daven. So therefore, that's for sure. And even according to the Rashba, that it could be put together with the other brachas, that the best way to do it is, even though you're doing it right before davening, but at least that much to put it together with the other brachas, with the Birchas HaShachar, to say it together with the Birchas HaShachar, like this, even if there is an interruption, okay, so even if there is some sort of an interruption, let's say a half hour, 45 minutes in between, and one does not have to use the facilities before going to Davin, so there is what to rely on. He brings, Bir Halacha brings from the Beis Yosef, that since you're putting the bracha together with the other Birchas HaShachar, so it's sort of like all-inclusive in that. But again, as much as possible, like he says, one should do it after the facilities be used before davening. Now, but one should keep in mind that if they wash Negel Vasra and they have an urge to use the facilities when they wake up flat out in the morning, that's an important thing always to keep in mind, that you can't make the bracha, right? That's an important thing that we do want to keep in mind, that a person gets up, they wash Negel Vasra right away, but 1 second, I have to use the facilities, right? Which is many times the case. A person wakes up to have to use the bathroom. So then one has to be careful. Then you're not supposed to make a bracha. In that case, if for whatever reason one makes the bracha right away, or they're going, assuming that they're going to daven right away, in which what we've spoken about, because again, the issue of doing it before davening is when there is an interruption. I get up, let's say an hour before, I learn or whatever, an hour before davening. But if I'm going straight to davening, so then, it goes pretty fast. A person wakes up 15, 20 minutes before he's getting ready to go daven, right? So then you're washing the Negel Vasra and you're ready going right into Birchas HaShachar, whatever the case is. So then there's room to, you make it as soon as possible. But again, if somebody needs to use the facilities, so you're washing Negel Vasra, again, you're coming out, says the Mishnah Berurah, in that case where you're going to be making it right away, you're going straight into davening and so on, then when they come out, they rewash again. You wake up, wash Negel Vasra, use the bathroom, come out, you rewash, and then make the bracha of Netilas Yadayim, and then Asher Yatzar. And the Mishnah Berurah says also, Elikaini Tzor. We've spoken about this in the past, but one should be careful, again, if they do have an urge to use the facilities, but that is in conjunction if they're going to be davening right away. Not going to be davening right away, we spoke about that, how to work it to say it later on you know, before davening and so on. And again, the other thing that I just want to stress again is that as much as possible, says the Mishnah Berurah, to try and put all the brachas together. If you're doing it like that, at least to say the Berachas HaShachar together, you know, the you're saying the Netilas Adayim, you're making Asher Yatzar, Mishnah Berurah says, say Elokai Netzar, then he says to say the Berachas HaShachar, you know, at the same time, basically, like this, you're moving straight into davening, the whole process straight into davening. Thank you for listening. Aslocham Bracha Kol Tov.